Father, we thank you. We worship you. We exalt your name, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We honor you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love upon us, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. Lord, we bless you. We bow before you, O Lord. We say, Lord, you are exalted. We lift up our voice. We lift up our hands. We lift up our heart, and we worship you. We lay to heart to say, thank you, Lord, for you are God. You are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We, Lord, we render a shout of praise unto you. Hallelujah. For you, God, you are God forevermore. You are the Alpha and Omega. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We exalt you. We return glory unto you, Lord. We bless you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, Lord, you will crown this day with goodness. You will crown this week with favor and mercy for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 17th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his word is forevermore, forever abiding over you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day as you step out that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, every bars of iron, you are cut asunder. Every bars of hindrance across my way today, the Lord cuts you asunder. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is put together to stand against me this day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that rises against me in judgment, you are condemned. In the name of Jesus, I establish the goodness of God upon my week. In the name of Jesus, this week I declare that I move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, oh, the glory of the Lord open doors of divine connection for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, connection that will speed my purpose. In the name of Jesus, is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, this week I have clarity. I affirm the blessings of God upon my life. I assess the provision of God for me this week. In the name of Jesus, I reject fear, for fear is not the promises of God for me. I reject fear of unknown. I embrace wisdom. I embrace courage from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the hidden riches that is in secret places. In the name of Jesus, my destiny assess the blessings of God for each day in this week. The provision of God for each day in this week. In the name of Jesus, every cycle of delay, cycle of confusion, cycle of sickness is broken over me. This is a new week. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare my going out and coming in is blessed. I declare this week, I grow deep in his word. My roots go downward and I bear fruit upward in him. In the name of Jesus, this week I walk in the counsel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, oh, I embrace supernatural favor this week. In the name of Jesus, favor in difficult places is my portion. In the name of Jesus, oh, favor in impossible situation, you are my portion this week. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I press into divine provision. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I call forth angelic activity over my week on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, I receive the ministrations of angels. In the name of Jesus, this week I reject sickness, I reject pain, I reject frustration, I reject infirmity in my body. In the name of Jesus, everything that the Lord has not planted into this week, I root you out. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I break forth on every side in the name of Jesus. Oh, I embrace divine speed and accuracy in all that I do this week in the name of Jesus. I receive fresh outpouring of anointing, fresh outpouring of unction from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I set the fire of Holy Ghost up upon my altar. My altar continue to burn with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I walk in the newness of grace. I walk in newness of favor in the name of Jesus. Favor becomes my influence. The grace of God be upon me everywhere I go in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord, mercy for exemption, mercy for preservation in the name of Jesus. I arise above every trap of the enemy this week in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed in Jesus' name. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Monday. Like we do, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go to this new working week. But before we do that, I want to remind us of our program that we have this week. Hallelujah. Gradually, the week is here. Our anniversary week is here. By the grace of God, on Thursday, 20th of this month of August, this week Thursday, we are going to be meeting by 12 noon for the anniversary edition of Time of Refreshing. The theme is Sharpening the Hedge. And on Sunday, by the grace of God, we are going to continue in the celebration of our first year anniversary as well. The Sunday, 23rd of August as well, by 2 p.m. by the grace of God on Sunday. This month of August, I want to invite you to come and let us enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Come and let us rejoice together. Let us assess His presence. Let us receive wisdom. Let us come and sharpen that which He has placed upon us, that which He has given unto us. Let us come and learn from Him. For it is He that teaches our hand to battle, and our fingers it teaches us to victory, leads us to victory. It is He that teaches our hands to make profit. So I want to invite you to come and receive the blessings of the Lord. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And let me say this, that by the grace of God, on the 29th of August, we'll be having our orphanage outreach as well. On the 29th of August, as part of our first year anniversary, I am making this call out unto everyone that is hearing me this day, that as the Lord is laying upon your heart, you can be a blessing unto us. You can be a blessing unto us for the anniversary and a blessing unto us for this orphanage outreach as well. We are trusting the Lord upon your life that you stretch forth your hand of blessing. You stretch it out to us. You can send us material things, foodstuffs, and you can turn them to money and send them to us. You can reach out to us either on our email or through our phone number. By the grace of God, I'm going to put it out for you now. 070-86-600-186. That is 070-86-600-186. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Now, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go. Remember that our anchor scripture for the month of August is in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, and in whom I would trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Amen. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this new week. As you go this week, the Lord stand for you as a rock of defense and as a rock of offense in the name of Jesus. As a rock of protection, and defense for you, and as a stumbling block of offense for those that rise against you. As a stumbling block of offense for the wicked that try to stretch forth their hand over your portion in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you from every trap and every evil plan of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Oh, your person is trapped. strengthened from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Your personality, the name you bear as a minister, as a pastor, as a businessman, as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a daughter, as a mother, as a parent, in the name of Jesus, your strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. As you look up unto God for blessing in taking care of your family this week, the Lord surprise you in the name of Jesus. In places that you don't expect, blessings will come for you. In places you don't expect, favor will proceed for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessing is your portion in the name of Jesus. I say this to you, blessings, favor in difficult places, favor in difficult situation is your portion this week in the name of Jesus. Men will open their treasure to take care of you in the name of Jesus. I say it this way again, the Lord opened the treasures of men unto you in the name of Jesus. This week you enjoy the blessings of men in a special dimension in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are not contained. The chain that contained you is broken. The Lord defeats the battle of containment over your life in the name of Jesus. The season of littleness is over. You advance in grace. You advance forcefully. You advance by fire. You advance gracefully in the name of Jesus. I compel a powerful shift in your destiny, in your season. You are now under the permanent season of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. A permanent shift of your season. You are now under the permanent management of the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare upon you that the mercy of the Lord becomes your permanent identity in the name of Jesus. You are not identified by your labor, but you are identified by the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Anyone that sees you, they will not identify you by your work or by your labor. They will identify you as the man that the Lord has shown mercy, that the Lord has shown favor in the name of Jesus. I declare a realignment in every area of your life in the name of Jesus, that as from today you begin to walk in the finished work of Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the finished work of Christ for you, in the name of Jesus, your provision is taken care of according to his riches and glory by the Lord Jesus. Oh, I ask that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes, that you walk on the path of faith, and that you will see that he has finished it all on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You become a danger to the kingdom of darkness, for the Lord filled you with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. This week, your operation is beyond the natural, in the name of Jesus. For I engage for you the supernatural laws of life. And what is this supernatural law of life? It is the mercy of God. The mercy of the Lord turns you to a candidate of favor in the name of Jesus. You are preferred and you are selected in the name of Jesus. For the mercy of the Lord is upon you. It's not about your qualification, but the mercy of the Lord speak on your behalf. You enjoy mercy. You enjoy mercy in difficult situation. In the name of Jesus, I minister the life of Christ into you this week. Death is defeated over you. Nothing dies in your hand. In the name of Jesus, your week is crowned with fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon you. You are a blessing to your generation. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord favor you. The Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you as you step out today in the name of Jesus. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And have a blessed week.